I got us a new game.
What's that game?
Who's most likely to?
Most likely to eat? That's me.
Who's most likely to blow up the bathroom? That'd be you too.
I don't know about that. I know that got some competition there.
Who's
for sure.
Mostly having to file bankruptcy due to food? That would be one person in this room.
Not me.
You go bankrupt.
I use gift cards. I use gift cards.
Yeah, nobody's giving you any more gifts after Christmas. You'll starve to death. All right, where are we going, Bill?
I got some questions here.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Who's most likely to forget their keys while holding on to them?
That would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely would be David.
I'm the elder of the... I've got selective Alzheimer's.
Selective.
The best is when you go to the post office, Dave, and you say, where are the post office keys? And you got them in your pocket.
I got them in my hand. I have actually had a friend of mine. I'll leave him nameless. He wondered where his glasses were. They're on top of his head.
Yeah.
The best is when you're looking for your phone and you're looking at your phone and you're wondering where your phone's at.
Now, I have not done that. I'm not that stupid.
There's a viral prank not too long ago of people texting their friends or their partners or whatever telling them, hey, you forgot your phone in here, texting them the message and then coming back in and looking for it.
Oh, we do that here with emails.
You forgot
somebody's,
your email?
No, somebody's standing 4 feet from you and they can tell you and they email you.
Yeah, but the joke is you text them on their phone that they forgot their phone and they read it and come look for it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right, what's the next question, Bow Wow?
Who's most likely to eat food past the expiration date?
Giddens.
Man, there's no question about that.
With your black bread?
Bread, what else?
Expiration dates are just a suggestion.
He ate that really old frittata that he found in the freezer that was freezer burned.
It had been there for 2 years. Old. Yeah.
All of that pales in comparison to the popcorn I found at my grandmother's house one time.
How bad did it crunch with your teeth?
Well, it tasted fine for the first 15 seconds, and then it had some sort of chemical aftertaste I'd never experienced before because I did this in 2021, and the popcorn was from like 2002.
Wow. Well,
that's 20 years, guys.
You know, I got to be honest with you. Have you ever drank milk that had chunks in it?
No, I'm not doing that.
He'll do that.
No,
I don't want to chew my milk.
I'm not doing that. I'm
not drinking milk, period. All right, Bama, what's next?
Who's most likely to fall asleep during a movie?
Me.
No doubt about it. That would be me.
Oh, I don't know. Even stuff I really, really want to watch, I struggle to make it through.
It depends on what the movie is. If it's a Hallmark Christmas movie, I'm falling asleep before the credits ever come off at the beginning of it. I mean, I'm sorry. But if it's the Blues Brothers, I'm hanging in there.
Now, if I'm at a movie theater, I'm perfectly fine. I'm not falling asleep. But at home, I'm very likely to fall asleep.
I was very good at the movie theater, except for when the boys were little and it was a cartoon movie. I mean, I might nod in a couple of those. Now, I stayed awake during Finding Nemo and Cars. The rest of them, what's the one with the little yellow gremlin-looking things?
Despicable Me?
I was gone.
Minions?
Yeah, gone. Little Minions. You don't like the Minions?
Gone. I was asleep before they ever got rocking good.
Who's most likely to ignore a text for hours?
Me.
Depends on who it's from.
No, me in general. Everybody's texts. Yeah, they're going to ignore
them. You answer mine pretty well.
Eh, I definitely can ignore them too. Not that I ignore them. I read them and I'm like, I have no response to that.
Does he ignore text from Celia?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
She's got to listen.
I read the text and I either forget to respond in the moment or I'm just like, there's no response needed to that.
You're going to be going through the Big D, and I don't mean Dallas.
I don't know what you mean by that.
He has no... Do you know what I mean, Bauman?
Yeah.
There's a song about divorce. If you're not going to answer your wife's text, you're going
to
go...
I'm more likely to just call you than text you.
We didn't ask that. He said text.
That's the original purpose of the phone, by the way.
You're going to be going through the Big D, and I don't mean
Dallas.
It's to
make a phone call. That's what the phone was invented for, is to call.
I get it, but he asked text. He didn't ask call. You're going to be going through the Big D, and I don't mean Dallas.
No.
Who's most likely to order the same thing every time to a restaurant?
I know. That's
David.
That's probably me.
David. He orders the same thing every place we go here.
Well, you get pretty predictable, too, Bow Wow.
I try to switch it up sometimes.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to probably get the one of two things if I go Chinese. I may get a little dancy with Mexican. But now I'll get different flavors of wings now. I will do that. I've kind of got stuck on the Cajun, but I like, you know.
But you're still getting wings.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't at a wing place? I'm not going to get a tofu sandwich at a wing place.
Ever had a tofu sandwich?
No, and I won't. Sorry. That's like drinking milk with chunks in it.
Who's most likely to forget where they parked?
I've yet to do that.
I've done it before.
Yeah, I mean, not often, but I will do it.
Are you talking about like when you come out of Walmart?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good about knowing where the car is.
If I'm preoccupied with something else in my mind or I've been in the store for a long time, I'll walk out and be like, where's my car? I thought I parked here.
Dude, where's my car?
Where's my car? Did someone steal my car?
Here's what you do. You text somebody, where's my car? Getting them to text you back.
Don't text me.
Yeah, don't text me.
Just hit the alarm button on your key fob and you're good to go.
I've had to do that before. I've had to resort to that. When I was going to UAB and I forgot where I parked, I've resorted to that.
There's nothing wrong with hitting the alarm if you're quickly able to hit it again to stop it. Nobody just wants an alarm blaring endlessly for minutes on end. But I don't think anybody's got a problem with an alarm for a couple seconds.
All right, what's next?
Who's most likely to get banned from a store?
I've been banned from a buffet before.
I'm not showing my rear end enough to, I mean, eating wise, now he don't get mad. He's not going to get thrown out of a store for, you know, being belligerent. He's going to get thrown out of a buffet because it's time for him to go home.
I did get kicked out of the Auburn Arena one time.
For what?
For yelling at the referees at the end of an Auburn-Alabama game. I went down to the court and yelled at him, and the security guard escorted me out.
Wow. Bauman, what about you?
I told them how wonderfully they were calling the game.
Yeah, I bet you did. Bauman, what about you?
I've never been thrown out of anything, except a basketball game when I was playing.
You got teed up?
Yeah, I got ejected.
What'd you do?
Got in a fight.
Got in a fight?
Yeah.
Well, my team, which I was well included, we got thrown out of a church league softball game one time for fighting.
That's really
church
good.
League.
Church
yep.
league.
Yep.
That's real bad.
Now, it was not a league game. We were playing in a tournament that was not a church tournament, but we were playing as our church team.
And, yeah, you were supposed to be the one that was out there spreading the good news to the other team.
Well,
teams.
Listen, when the dude slid in the third and he kicked one of our players and our player dropped down on him and started tatting him on the nose and it all broke out, good news is you better get off the field or you're going to get whooped.
You were supposed to be evangelists out there and you turned into crusaders.
I'm telling you what, we turned into the Philistines. I mean, I'm sorry.
I know where this answer is going to go, but who's most likely to be late to their own surprise party?
Me.
There is no doubt. You and him. I mean, y'all come in at 9:30 for a 9 o'clock meeting.
Not anymore.
What, they say something to you about it?
Yeah.
Did they get on you, Giddens? Bauman, did they say something to you about showing up on time for the meeting on Monday mornings?
Sometimes.
That's both of y'all. I'm not
in
that.
To be fair, most of the time the meeting in the morning doesn't have a lot to do with Alex and I. So.
Yeah, it's more sales oriented.
I totally disagree. Y'all are part of the family here. You need to be at the meeting. You need to get chewed on just like everybody else.
I'm not the one that gets chewed on. I'm the one that does the chewing.
You're right about that.
Never stop chewing.
Well, yeah, that's true. Always something in his hand, something in his mouth. Listen, I got to be honest with you, though. That is one thing I kind of pride myself on. I'm normally on before time. And people will tell
you. You were born before time.
You're right. I was hatched. But listen, people tell me all the time, said, you know, you're on time. And they'll use the excuse, well, I got stopped by a train. Well, if you left 10 minutes early, you wouldn't have got stopped by that
train.
You
can use that excuse every day in Sylacauga.
You can. My car wouldn't start. You know, I had a flat tire. Listen, excuse me. And don't get me wrong, I have been late before for something like that, but I pride myself on not doing it every day. I'm usually early.
Last one, David.
All right.
Who's most likely to get lost using a GPS?
Not me.
No doubt. I'm raising both hands and feet here. Y'all know me. I'm not very technical when it comes to those things. Now, I have learned that if I'm off somewhere in my vehicle and I need to get somewhere, I will do this. And if y'all don't believe me, you can ask anybody that rides with me. I will pull over. I won't do it while driving. I'll pull over, type it into the maps. Boom. Maps.
You know
good.
How good of a navigator I am after we went to Hackleberg.
Yeah, you had us on the back roads about to pop a tire twice.
Let me tell you something. If Giddens is wanting to get you there quicker, throw him out of the car and you'll get there quicker.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
After what you done in my truck,
get out. Still doesn't smell the same.